Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Do I have to believe in Jesus to be a Christian? The question was asked by a young man whose Russian Jewish background had never exposed him to the gospel. Having been raised in a home in the former Soviet Union where God was seldom, if ever, discussed, he had heard about Jesus, but really didn't know how he would fit into Christianity. He wanted to know. So how would you answer that question? There are millions of people whose backgrounds are nominally Christian, who still don't understand the relationship between Jesus Christ and Christianity. "Are you a Christian?" I once asked a man. He thought for a moment, then replied, "Well, I suppose so. I'm not a Muslim or a Jew, so I must be." For millions of people around the world, the term broadly defines ethnic and, to a degree, religious roots. We think of countries such as the Philippines in Asia, the United States in the Americas, and North Ireland in Europe as Christian nations. But painting nations with such a broad, sweeping brush is a generalization which allows a lot of space between the brush marks. Let's go back to the question of the young man who wanted to know, what does Jesus Christ have to do with Christianity? Would it be more valid to turn the question around and ask, what does Christianity today have to do with Jesus Christ? Do you happen to remember the first use of the term Christian or Christians? In Jesus' day, those who followed him were never identified as Christians. Disciples, yes, they would have acknowledged that. Peter, Andrew, James, and John would have been quite proud to have been identified as disciples of Jesus. All great leaders had followers known as disciples. Ethnically, though, they were Jews and proud of their heritage. It was about 15 years after the church was established, before disciples were known as Christians. When that happened, the term was one of derision and scorn. Luke tells us about it, saying that when Barnabas found Saul, later known as the Apostle Paul, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, writes Luke, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. Then he adds, the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. One of the major reasons why the term Christianity should never be used as a term defining a religion is that Christianity really involves a relationship, not simply a lifestyle or a system of beliefs. The creed of the early church stressed who Jesus was and what he did, not what people must say or believe to belong to a church. One of the earliest statements of belief held by the infant church was Paul's brief creed found in his first letter to the Corinthians. He put it like this, "For what I received, I passed on to you, as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." When the young man asked, "Do I have to believe in Jesus to be a Christian?" he got the answer, "Yes, that's what it's all about." "I'm not ready yet," he said. But he got involved in a Bible study and began to read the New Testament, something he had never done before. A week later, he was ready, and he confessed Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. Today, he has not only joined a church which he actively attends, he participates by sharing his faith with others. The acid proof of discipleship taught Jesus does not involve your belief system. It involves your relationship with Christ, then with others.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.